Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. So, going to be a lot of sleepless nights this week. St. Louis Rams, very good special teams unit. They do a lot of kind of tricky, gadgety type of stuff with all their phases. Punt. They've got different formations. They run fakes. Their punter can throw the ball. He's about 6'6". So you can see the whole field. Kickoff. They'll run a surprise onside. Kickoff return. They've run reverses. So we have our work cut out for us. Coming off of two great road wins, and now we got to go home in front of our great fans and get a win.
What is it about Tavon Austin that makes him such a threat?
Tavon runs bigger than he is. He's not a real big guy, but he runs so hard. He can break tackles. Got incredible quickness and very, very good speed. Good vision. And, I know he plays a lot of offense and does a lot of good things for them on that side of the ball. But on special teams, he's a big-time punt return threat.
How have you evaluated those return units? Coverage units this year?
Our coverage units? Yeah, Blair's kicking off well. I think we're covering kicks well. Probably don't have enough inside the 20 tackles as I would like. A couple have got out to the 24, 25, and, that's okay. We're doing okay. We expect as the season wears on, we're going to have hopefully more inside the 20 kicks, but we're playing sound. You got guys going in and out. You have a lot of different guys covering because of the injuries we've had and guys playing on offense and defense a little bit more, and we're trying to give those guys a break. But at the end of the day, I think kickoff coverage has been good. Punt coverage has been good as well. We've had a lot of plus 50 punts, which has helped us. Our offense has been driving the ball, and we're punting in a situation field positions that we normally don't punt in. A lot of times in years past, we've punted from backed up a lot more, and you tend to give up more yards that way. But Jeff's doing a great job with his situational punting, and as the season wears on with the bad weather, we're going to hope he continues that.
In no way to diminish what Marcus did on his return, but do you almost look at that award that he got, the weekly award, as a team award because they blocked it up so well?
Yeah, that's a good point, Matt. A lot of times, any of these type of awards, they're going to be team awards on special teams. If it's Blair, it's because the snap and the hold and the protection were really good. If it's our punter, it's because the coverage and the protection was really good. So any type of award for special teams, and I think any of our guys that have won those awards would tell you the same thing, that it's more of a team award than anything else.
What was it on that play that allowed him to get free down the sideline?
We put pressure with Danielle Hunter, put great pressure on the punter. It wasn't a line drive punt, but wasn't his best effort because he's got a big-time leg, Pat O'Donnell does. But it was a punt that really worked for that return. We felt like we had an opportunity because of the way the winds were, where he was going to try to punt the ball, that we'd have a good situation where we could return a punt. The blocking was phenomenal, as you guys saw. We shut down the gunner on the return side extremely well and finished him. And the big thing, you can block guys, but it's finishing downfield, legal blocks, guys making good decisions so we don't get penalties. And all of it worked together, and they did a great job, and we got a TD.
We've seemingly talked about it for a long time, but do you ever marvel at the way Marcus just kind of sticks through everything that's been handed to him?
Yeah, nothing he does ever surprises me, whether it's punt coverage, kickoff coverage. I've got him on kickoff return now as an off returner, as a blocker. As he returned a kick last week, too. Everybody forgets about that, but it was great communication between he and Michael Pruitt on that shorter kick, stuff that we work on, and he executed it very well, and then he had two tackles on kickoff. So, nothing he does surprises me. He's a fine young man and a great young man to coach, and, the players love him, and I just love the way he plays the game.
Why has it yards have seemed to come by hard for Patterson in the kickoff return this year? Why is that?
We're not blocking well enough, to be honest with you. I think our schemes are pretty good. I'd like to change a couple of my calls, because I look at myself, I'm pretty hard on myself and my own, worst critic, so to speak. But at the end of the day, we need to block better. He needs to set his returns a little bit better, and he's got to hit the seam and then stay with the seam. There's every return or every play has had something a little bit minute wrong with it, whether it was the blocking or the way we set the return, or maybe it was the scheme against that type of coverage. But, we got to start putting it together because we need our kickoff return team to get going.
As you guys work through that, do you still want him to return it when it's kicked deep like that and take the shots?
I do, because that's the only way we're going to get better and learn and continue to grow and continue to improve on that unit. But, again, like we've talked about before, you have to be smart when you do that. Certain situations, you're up by a 10, middle of the fourth quarter, take a knee if it's deep rather than put your offense in bad field position. But we got to do a better job to help our offense in that unit.
All the coordinators, special teams coordinators in the NFL, is John Fossil kind of one of the most likely to pull out a trick play?
Yeah, John does a great job. I work for John's father with the Giants. He hired me in New York, and he's, Jim is, I appreciate everything he did for me. And then John, who's a fine young man and a fine football coach, but he's not afraid to pull anything off. And I think Coach Fisher is the same way. You know, Coach Fisher was a special teams player. He was a punt returner when he played in the NFL, and he loves special teams, and he's very, very aggressive. And, you know, they'll pull out all the stops to beat us, and we got to be prepared for all of them.
Is the blocking issues that you were talking about on the kickoff return, is that just a lot of young guys and inexperienced players there?
I think the more experienced guys are going to be a little bit better at it, but, you know, I've got to do a better job of coaching. They need to do a better job of executing on game day.
What do you think of the pressure that Hunter can get with, like, the speed and the length that he has?
Well, you know, he's the big pass rusher by trade, and if I'm a wing on the punt team, I wouldn't want to block him. So, you know, he did a really nice job against Chicago. I thought he should have blocked three punts, to be honest with you, and I hope that'll come, you know, as his experience gets better. But, you know, he did a really nice job and put a lot of pressure on that punter on Sunday. Good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good week.